to stand and proclaim the unsearchable riches of God. We want to thank the Electorship Committee, which I am thankful to be a part of, for allowing me to come. And I want to thank Brother Branch and the Northwest Congregation for asking me to come. I tried to get out of it because I don't particularly care much about preaching on the lectureship. Brother Branch said no. Brother Rudolph, we want to hear you. But I got news for you. I don't usually let folk hear me when I preach.
All right.
I don't want you focusing your attention on me. I have a word from the Lord.
All right.
And I want you to focus your attention on what says the scripture. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. They are profitable for doctrine and for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto every good work. Peter says, if anyone speak, they ought to speak after the oracles of God.
Yes.
Certainly we ought to let God be true and every man a liar.
Yes, sir.
I stand here before you this evening as a piece of meat between two buns of a hamburger.
All right. Come on.
I don't know what sauce of bun it is, but we did get the opportunity to listen to one side.
All right.
But there are two buns, two part to the sandwich.
Yeah.
And I said to Brother Savior Davis, I said, don't forget, don't do me like Walmart did Kmart. Amen. As they eased by them and squeezed them out and went on by Target and came out on the top. But tonight, I have an assigned topic. And you all who know me, you know I'm not a subject preacher. I'm an expository preacher. But there is assigned to me a topic this evening. That topic is watch out for strange sounds or doctrine. The scripture reference that I was given is taken from the book of Ephesians, the chapter 4, and the verse 14. But as we commence with verse number 13, Paul says, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men, in cunning craftiness and deceitful plotting. Reading from the New King James Version. In this passage, Paul is not accusing these Ephesians as being carried about with every wind of doctrine. He's simply informing them of the possibility. He's also encouraging them not to let it happen. He'd already told them in chapter 1 that Jesus is the head of the church. He had told him that God had given him all authority pertaining to the church. And as I look back earlier in this chapter, he had said to them that I, the prisoner of God, beseech you that you are worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. And he gave them a reason. He said that they should endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. He letting them know that God established a church that is unified. And that their job was to keep this unity. If they had to climb up a wall backwards. That word endeavor means to make extra special efforts. To make certain that you keep this unity. But in the passage that I read, about being tossed to and fro, the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 1, 2 and 3, he said, and our brethren could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able, for you are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and division, are you not carnal and walk as men? Again in chapter 13 in verse 11, he explained to them about the spiritual gifts. And that there were certain gifts that the church had in its baby stage, the infant stage, that were going to vanish. But to make sure that they understood what he was saying, he said, when I was a child, he said, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. What he's simply saying is, the first 40 years of the church was an infant stage of the church. When the last apostle died, which was John, the church was mature enough to read and study God's word and obey God and make it on their own by obeying God. But again in 1 Corinthians 13 and 11, or rather Hebrews 5 and verse 13 and 14, the apostle said, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are full of age. Even those who have, by reason of strength, have the senses exercised to discern both good and evil. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 20, Paul said, brethren, be not children in understanding. However, in malice, be you children. But in understanding, be men. In understanding is very important. So I'm going to say, get understanding. Get wisdom. But out of all of you getting, get an understanding. It's good to understand. You don't want to be like The story was told about there was a group of young men that used to hunt bears.
All right.
And every certain time of the year, they would go up in the mountainside, and they had a cabin built that they would spend some days hunting bears.
Yeah.
And they had a city boy that was a friend of theirs that wanted to go with them.
Yeah.
They said, we just don't think that'll be a good idea.
Yeah.
They used to go, you're a city boy. You don't know nothing about the country. And,
yeah.
and you certainly don't know anything about hunting.
Yeah.
But he insisted. And so they decided that they would let him go. So they went on up there late that afternoon, arrived just before night, and they decided they would spend the night in the cabin and get up in the morning and go hunting a bear. So early that morning, before the rest of them awake, young man got up and went out in the woods going to hunt a bear. And it wasn't, you don't have to hunt a bear when you go in the woods where they are. And it turned out that the bear found him. And as the bear approached him, he began to run back to the little shack, shouting out, "Open the door! Open the door!" And someone opened the door by the time he was approaching the door. And he just darted to the side, and the bear went inside of the house, or the shack. He said to them boys, y'all skin that one while I go catch another one. Well, the problem is that this young man didn't understand that you just don't skin no real live grizzly bear. Understanding is the great thing. Doctrine. Watch out for strange sounds of doctrine. What is doctrine? Doctrine is defined as teaching, especially religious. Doctrine is defined as the belief or the theology of a particular religious group. And I want you to know, when it comes to religion, there are only two sorts of information.
Come on, help us, Guru.
That is God and Satan.
Yes,
they're both in the religious business.
Yes.
Satan, or rather God, is in the difference in God's religion and Satan's religion is that God's religion is a Christian religion. Because
yeah, yeah.
You see, you can be religious and not be a Christian.
That's right.
But you cannot be a Christian without being religious.
That's right.
But Christ had the Christian religion.
Yeah.
And Satan, he has a religion that can only damn one soul to hell.
Lord Jesus.
Watch out for Satan. If I were to sort of rephrase just a little bit, I would say, watch out for the adversary.
Yeah. Right.
Watch out for the opponent.
Yeah.
Watch out for the one who's trying to deter us.
Amen.
Away from God.
Yeah.
I want you to know that Satan is not to be taken lightly.
Come on.
The devil is the god of this world. He rules over and operates an empire or a kingdom of evil. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 3 and 4, Paul said, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, whom the gods of this world have blinded their mind. And he went further to say, unless they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and turn to the Lord, they cannot be saved.
Lord.
Not only that, but the empire or kingdom of of Satan is operated by the devil himself. And it is active. It is relentless in its attack on all that is good. The devil attacks everything that is good, everything that's wholesome, everything that's righteous. The devil attacks it. Oh, yeah. There's not one good thing in this world that the devil isn't trying to turn it bad. The devil is a liar, and he's the father of lies. Watch out for the devil. Watch out for his devices. Oh yeah, he by him being a lie, he's false. Certainly he's false. Peter said that we are to watch out for those who are false teachers. Watch out for them, because there were false prophets in the days of old, and there are going to be false prophets among us. Jesus said in Matthew 7:15, beware of false prophets. They come to you in sheep clothes, but inwardly they are raving wolves. He said, don't worry about them. You can know them. You can tell them by the fruit that they bear. But watch out for Satan, because Satan has one intention, and that is to turn us away from God. And he will never tell the truth. And even if Satan tells the truth, it'll still be a lie. Amen, somebody. Because he's the father of lies. And when he tells the truth, it's not really the truth. It seems like the truth. He's seeking the destruction of the soul. Satan, let me tell you about Satan. He wants to keep people out of the church. I want you to know that God established the church for the salvation of all mankind. And he didn't establish but one. But he established it that all human race may have this distinct opportunity of spending eternity in heaven with him. Yeah, but Satan wants you to, he wants to deter you. He wants you, as Brother David said, he wants you to support him and his devices. Yeah. He knows that all the saved is in the church. Yeah. Acts 2:47, the Bible said that those that were being saved, God added them to the church. Yeah. And not only that, but I heard Paul said in Ephesians 5:25 that Jesus is the Savior of the church. And that church, of course, is his body. Satan knows that the church is the only place that one can reach the blood of Christ, according to Colossians 1:14, and that blood is for our redemption. Yeah. The devil doesn't want us redeemed. He wants us condemned. The devil doesn't want to go to heaven by himself. He knows that the church is the only way that one can make connection with Christ. He knows that the world is lost without Christ. He knows that God has sent Christ to reconnect us back to him. He paid the price, the ultimate price of his son, to get us back in fellowship and communication with him. Through his church, Christ said, upon this rock I'm going to build my church. My church. The devil tried to stop Christ from building the church. Amen. Little did he know that when he had Christ crucified, that he was playing right to God's hand. God knew that what he was going to do. And Jesus said one day, when he went up on the mountain, he stayed over the mountain with a little family there in Bethany. He stayed there because it was adjacent to Jerusalem. He could go up on the hill and look down at Jerusalem. One day he was looking at Jerusalem. He said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophet that my father sent before me How many times have I stretched forth my hand to receive you to myself, and you wouldn't come to me that you might be saved? Jesus wanted them to be saved. That's why God built the church, so that he can save all men from their sin. I heard Isaiah say, about 450 years before Christ was born flesh, I heard him say that it's going to come to pass in the last day that the mountain of the Lord's house will be established on top of the mountain, yes, exalted above the hill, and all nations shall for everybody. Yes. You ever say all nations, yes, shall flow in the air. Yes. And he said the people shall say, come, let us go up to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us of his way, and we will walk according to his stature. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of God from Jerusalem. He said the people shall say, how many of y'all say it? Come on! Come on, let's go to the house of the God of Jacob. Come on, let's go and be taught. And if you don't do it, then you are aiding Satan, amen, y'all, in deterring from the kingdom of God. Now, I want you to know that Satan attacks us and turns us by taking the word of God out of the heart, according to Luke 8 and verse number 12. And then he used John chapter 3 and verse 16 to keep people from accepting the rest of the gospel. All right. He said that the Bible says that the God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, the preacher, they tell me everybody can be saved. That's universal salvation. You don't believe in universal salvation, well, the devil doesn't believe it either. For that goes, but the devil know that it's a way to keep folk out of the church. The devil know better. Amen, somebody. The devil knows the will of God. Amen, somebody. The devil knows the commandments of God. He can even quote scripture. And that's why he knows when we are not doing what God requires us to do, because he knows the scripture. The Bible, James said he believed, but he trembles. Amen, somebody. Because he knows he's not about to do what God commanded for people to do to be saved. But what I'm trying to get you to see here, that you're not saved just because you believe. All right. Amen. 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 And what the devil does, he said in the church will do, so he turned around and he filled the world with denominations, amen, somebody, different kinds of churches to confuse the people. Folks said, well, it doesn't make any difference what church you're a member of, as long as your heart is right, as long as you're sincere, and then you to pat the chest when they're talking about the heart. Amen. I tell you, this thing better be right. If anything go wrong with it, you better see a doctor in the heaven. But Jesus doesn't have reference to that. He's talking about the mind. And no way a man's heart can be right when he's in direct conflict with the teaching of God. And I want to say to those of us who are Christians, there's no way that you can feel that you can lie down and sleep at night knowing that you're in direct conflict with God's teaching. Lord. Amen. That's why we have to take sleeping pills and everything to try to go to sleep. Amen. Force ourselves to go to sleep. Amen, somebody. You see, he filled the world with denomination. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, the Bible said that Satan transformed himself into an angel of light. You know why he does that? It's because Satan knows that no one is going to believe and obey him if he came in his own name.
That's right.
Amen, somebody.
That's right.
No preacher gets up in the pulpit and says, well, I want you to know that I'm a preacher of the devil, and the devil sent me here today to tell you exactly what you need to do to go to hell. Amen.
Amen.
But in reality, that's what it is. But he pretend to be the minister of God. The Bible said, then they don't know marvel that it's his minister. Amen, somebody. Even his minister pretend to be the minister of righteousness. The devil got churches and the devil got ministers. Amen. You need to be aware of the fact that they teach false doctrine. Every denomination teaches a different doctrine. I believe I'll say that again. Every denomination teaches a different doctrine. If they taught the same doctrine, they'll be the same denomination. Amen, somebody. Amen. One do not agree with the other. But in the church, we teach the same doctrine. And then sometimes we can't get along. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. The same doctrine, and sometimes we disagree. But we disagree. We don't disagree on doctrine. Amen. We disagree on little petty things. Amen. We disagree about how to organize the five principles of worship. Yeah, yeah. We don't disagree that we must practice all five of them. Yeah. We disagree what order to put them in. Yeah, yeah. Amen, somebody. Amen. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. But I want you to know that the devil put in folk mind that you don't have to be a member of any church to be saved. And you certainly do not have to be a member of that church. Amen, somebody. That church that believes in water salvation. The church, he said, won't save you. One can be saved out the church as well as being in the church. And Paul said, don't be carried about with every wind of doctrine. We got some members that are carried about with some winds of doctrine. Amen, somebody. They believe that they can come this Sunday and skip three Sundays and come again another Sunday. Amen. We have bi-weekly Christians. Amen, somebody. And we even have monthly Christians. And we got bi-monthly Christians. We got yearly Christians. And we got bi-yearly Christians. Y'all know what I'm talking about? We even got annual Christians. They'll come Christmas. And right after. Amen. There come New Year, maybe. Right after. Easter. Right after. Thanksgiving. Right after. But right after that, you don't see them anymore. Amen. Amen. But we got a product to sell. And how are you going to sell that product when you are not showing the sign of conviction yourself? Amen. If you believe a thing works, you ought to be using it. What do I look like trying to sell Brother Stanley Boyd a Hoover vacuum cleaner and I'm using a Eureka? It doesn't work like that. You need to stay in the church. My time is up. You need to stay in the church. And you need to be faithful in the church. Try to build this one church to save the whole world. Don't be careful about with every wind of doctrine. Thank you.
Watch out for strange sounds of doctrine. At this moment, I think we have a few